The Dentalpreneur Podcast. Okay, doctor, it's time to put down that handpiece. You're listening to the show dedicated to helping dentists get their lives back. It's time to decrease your stress, increase your profitability, and regain your passion. Now introducing your host, Dr. Mark Costas.
Hey there, fellow dentalpreneurs. Thank you to all you veteran listeners out there who have been with us since episode number one and who have helped this to become one of the most listened to dental podcasts on the planet, now being broadcast in over 140 countries. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome to the family. My goal is to bring you the most influential thought leaders in the dental profession and to bring you the very best free content to help you to continue to grow your dental enterprise. The best way to interact with this group is to join our closed Facebook group called the Dental Success Institute. Once a member, you can post questions, comments, and suggestions for future episodes and interact with our awesome community. Thanks again for all your support and look forward to seeing you at one of our upcoming live events and in the Dental Success Institute Facebook page. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Dentalpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Costas. Today, we got an old buddy, a repeat guest. His name is Jordan Comstock, and he is the CEO and founder of BoomCloudApps.com. How you doing today, Jordan?
Doing good, Mark. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Another dental tech company that's doing really, really well. I love your ideas. I love your energy. I love what you're doing for our dental community here. I just have signed on the dotted line. You guys know that I typically don't endorse or even advertise for any companies unless I am a customer. And I can officially say that I am now a customer and a user of your software. So
yes.
So thank you very much, my friend.
Yeah, no, thank you, man. We're excited to have you guys on board and work with you. I couldn't have a better customer than you, Mark.
awesome. So the thing is, I like to take these episodes individually as if, you know, I like to envision somebody listening to our podcast for the first time and not having any history. You being a multiple guest, yeah. Most people probably already know that are listening to this podcast, know what you do and what your company's all about. But for those of us that are chiming in or may have missed past episodes that are tuning in for the first time, can you just give us a little rundown of what your company does?
Yeah. So like Mark said, I'm the founder and CEO of BoomCloud, and we are a software company. Our software helps dental practices create, organize, and automate an in-house membership program and help reduce dependence on dental insurance. What our software does is we've got a dashboard that allows you to track metrics, revenue metrics, and volume metrics for your in-house membership program. We integrate into your website so you could have your patients sign up for a membership program. And for those of you that may not know what a membership program is, it's an alternative to dental insurance where a patient can pay the practice a monthly or yearly fee to get certain discounts and benefits to the office. And our software helps administer the task of managing and growing a membership program. Yeah. So hopefully that was a good description there, Mark.
That was perfect. And I just forgot that I have to explain to you guys that you can hear that my voice is a little labored today. It is early Monday morning and we are recording right off the heels of my Elite Practice Mastermind meeting in Milwaukee this past weekend. And I spoke for about 10 hours on Friday and about 9 hours on Saturday. And then I did 4 podcast episodes on Saturday night. And then got on a plane, got home late last night, and I'm here early in the morning on Monday, so my voice is a little bit shot. So I apologize for that.
So you're not tired, Mark? You're not tired.
Oh, tired is a state of mind, my friend, but physically, my vocal cords are a little physically strained. Let's just say that. But yeah, this is great. Okay, so I am a big believer in discount membership type plans. I believe there's lots of benefits to having a discount plan within your own dental practice. The biggest for me is giving fee-for-service patients the ability to save a little bit of money off their bill and keep them from being shoppers and bouncing on down the street looking for the next best deal. What we typically do in our office, just tactically, is if there's a fee-for-service patient and they hit a certain threshold for treatment plan size, say it's $2,500 or $3,000 for your office, anything above a certain threshold, then my treatment coordinators give them the opportunity to buy our plan. And then we take our regular fee schedule and we say, okay, for this, Mrs. Jones, for this particular treatment plan, it would cost about $5,200 at our regular fee schedule, or you can purchase our membership plan, our in-house membership plan, and it's going to take a certain percentage off, and instead it would be $3,900 instead of $5,200. So with that being said, the patient now sees what they can save, and if they sign up for the membership plan for, say, $100 or $150 or even $200, they can spend $200 to save $1,200. So it's a big part of our treatment planning process for people that don't have traditional dental insurance, and it's been something that we've used for the all 15 years that I've been in dental practice. Now, where Jordan comes in here is that I have 10 practices with memberships plan, with membership plans in each of them, and it gets cumbersome. It gets cumbersome to manage them. Gets cumbersome to keep track of all the expiration dates and all the renewal dates. So all that stuff, really, I want to get that more automated. So that's where Jordan's company comes in. It's just going to offer us a higher level of organization. So thank you for doing that, Jordan.
Yeah, man, it's been a fun ride here helping a lot of practices, organize these things, because it is a big task, especially if you want to grow it. The biggest thing that I've seen out there when a practice sets up a membership program is they get all excited, but then they have all these manual tasks that the office does, and it just creates a burden for them, and then they say this is too big of a hassle to manage. And when they use our software, a lot of practices, you know, I've been talking to a lot of dentists lately, and they said, man, this is something that we've always wanted to do this, but we've just never felt like we've had the structure to do it. And I think having a software program, you know, can obviously helps automate a lot of tasks there. So,
yeah. And I will tell you that based on the amount of, I have, office managers and regional managers in each of my dental practices, office managers historically were taking the time to manage these programs at each of my offices. And if I broke down their salaries and divided it by the number of hours that they had in the day, you know, the amount of hours that they were spending managing my discount plan and doing it manually themselves without any help of technology, that was costing me more than it's going to cost to become a member of your company and having you guys, your software kind of manage the program for us. So that's just one benefit of the company, is the management and the organization of the in-house plan. And then you have some great resources as far as marketing, maybe going direct to consumer with some ads. The marketing message that says, hey, you can save money on your dental care even without having traditional dental insurance. And you give a bunch of resources out that way as well.
Yeah. So we give some marketing resources, because, I mean, my background is marketing. I love marketing. We give away some digital marketing resources, you know, when they sign up with us. And I think just based on what most practices have success on, a lot of them will do like direct mail marketing campaigns, which in my advice here with marketing is you got to test, Mark. I'm sure you're aware of the nature of marketing. You got to test and experiment and find what works. But there's a handful of customers on our end that, you know, will do a lot of direct mail marketing, and it's driven a lot of patients to sign up that were uninsured before that now are part of their membership program. So, but yeah, marketing kits are, I'm a big thing about that. Some videos that help educate patients about membership programs as well. We give those away to all of our users that sign up with us.
Yeah, it's awesome. Awesome stuff. Yeah. Okay, so there's a million questions that pop up into my head about your service. I'm just going to focus on a few. And in the beginning, I was kicking around the idea of offering my discount dental plans direct to consumers and making the barriers of entry really low. right? So okay. For instance, yeah. Say I wanted to sell a plan for $200. I thought, and a lot of people look at $200 and say, oh, that's kind of a lot of money. I don't know if I want to part with, you know, $200 right now. But then if they have the option, say, of being able to pay $12 a month, just like a gym membership, and it comes directly out of their bank account, it's pretty painless. I mean, you can say things like, you
absolutely.
Know, the, you know, two Starbucks, you know, grand ventis and you're at, you know, $12,
and that's actually a great way to market it, you know, to break it down. Like what you just said there, the Starbucks coffees there.
Yeah.
Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No. So, so I basically didn't do that just because of the management time that it took to run $12 payments every single month. I didn't have any way to automate that at all. So, I think one of the big benefits to your program there is that you can help set that up, and you can collect those $8 or $12 or $15 per month payments, for your entire patient base without having to put somebody on that and manually doing it.
Yeah. And that's how a question I get all the time here is what's better, yearly or monthly, fee membership fees, you know, and it all depends on the market you're targeting. But my mind, you know, if you're going to, like what you said, make it an easier sell, the monthly obviously works best. If you're going to do monthly, though, I do recommend, you know, having some sort of agreement that the patient signs that says it's they're locked in for a yearly term.
Yeah,
that's like my big recommendation, because the monthly sometimes has scared some doctors, but I see countless offices doing monthly and it works fantastically for them. You know, just getting everything in order with your agreement, you know, the patient signs. That's what I recommend, strongly recommend if you're going to do monthly. But either one works. I've seen so many offices across the nation that have done either both strategies, the yearly or the monthly pricing, or even just monthly, and they've been just fine, you know. And I think before there was software to help manage these types of programs, traditionally most practices did yearly. I'm assuming that's, don't you have a yearly plan, Mark?
That I do. I haven't converted over to monthly, and I'm going to start doing that. I have a couple practices in particular that I can think of that would benefit a lot from the monthly, where, you know, maybe a lower socioeconomic community, areas where there's not a whole lot of industry, meaning there's less PPO coverage and there's going to be a lot of fee-for-service people coming in. I think offering those alternatives to people make it very, very powerful. And being able to offer a monthly payment on that is even more powerful. But, you know, the general population doesn't think in terms as much in terms of the overall price of something as much as they think of how much it's going to cost me per month. If you can offer that as, you know, flexible payments, that's awesome. I think that helps a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I've seen that, you know, with practices that work with our software with the monthly. So yeah. I like both plans, yearly or monthly. I know here in Utah where I'm at, a lot of practices will try to do the monthly because they're targeting families, and families here are bigger than traditional families in the U.S.
Yeah.
So they like to do the monthly because it's just too much of a burden if a family is paying, you know, a couple grand, you know, for a membership program versus, you know, $100 or so, you know. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, so I wanted to, I mean, we've talked about this on past episodes, but what's cool is that you have some really, really cool case studies now, and you know, people love to hear stories. And if it's a case study or a story, I think that it's one of the more powerful ways to share any type of education.
Absolutely.
Every time I get up, I try to integrate in front of people to speak. I try to integrate a case study or a story into it, and it just drives the point home. It helps people remember the major points of any piece of education. So tell us, you have to have some case studies or some stories on some successes that where people have really, really implemented well with your company.
Yeah, so I have a couple of them that I'll tell here. The first one is Dr. Tomlinson. He's actually here in Utah, one of our first Utah practices that had signed up, and this is a while ago. But when he first started, they were looking at other software programs to help them manage the membership plan for their office. And they ended up signing up with us, and our software is pretty streamlined. Within a few minutes, he was able to sign up, I think, five families that had came into their office. And what they did is they were able to – they started out with their existing patient base, the ones that didn't have dental insurance. So they, I think they opened up Dentrix and did a report on all the patients that didn't have dental insurance. And they went and marketed to them directly through the texting software and emailing software. And then I actually in a month and a half, I think they signed up over 200 patients to their practice. They're now well over that. And I was extremely curious what they're doing. I drove up to their office. It was about 3 hours from my office here in Utah. And what they did is they made sure that their whole entire team was trained and educated on the plans that they were offering. Because what happens, Mark, is what I've noticed is a dentist will sign up with us, and he's super excited to roll out his membership program, but then he doesn't tell anyone on his staff about it until like it's too late, right? No, not too late, but it's just he just hasn't communicated.
Right.
This office communicated to his whole staff, got them all on board, and then they kept the plan really simple. And then every patient that called in that came in, they talked about it. Even if that patient was in dental insurance, they talked to them about it because there's going to be open enrollment. Patients are going to need to switch, you know, from dental insurance, or maybe they get kicked out of dental insurance. They need another alternative. So that's what this office did, and they grew very fast, very quickly. And that's kind of what I saw there. The second office is your buddy, Dr. Brady Frank.
Oh, I spent all weekend with Dr. Frank.
He's got many
successful dental practices. He's got a lot going on.
Yes, he's got a lot going on. And I think I actually met him, Mark, at your summit last year.
Oh, okay.
And I think about a week after that, he signed up with us. And in their first 3 months, I'm looking at their dashboard here on my computer screen. Their first 3 months, they had signed up like over 400 patients to their program.
Sounds like Brady.
Yeah. And I actually just had a call with him the other day, and he gave us permission to, you know, talk about him and talk about his success. But I'm like, Brady, what did you guys do to market this and get it out there? Like, I've never seen a practice do that in such a short amount of time. And he's like, I think he's got Trevor Peterson, the other doctor that works with him. Mm-hmm. They set up a pre-marketing campaign of direct mail. And I remember this because I remember them calling our offices saying, oh my gosh, we just sent out this big marketing campaign and we don't have anything to manage this. And so they did this big direct mail marketing campaign talking about their membership program for the uninsured. And they had, I remember their first week, they had signed up like 100 people or so. And I'm like, holy cow, what are these guys doing? And it's because of the pre-marketing of launching that out. And then they kept their plan simple, much like the other office I spoke about. There's some offices out there that like to complicate things, and it makes it too hard to sell, makes it extremely hard for the front staff to memorize if you've got like six different plans. So just keep it simple, according to what Brady Frank said.
This episode is being sponsored in part by Divergent Dental. Divergent is my favorite new upstart dental company that I use for my automated business intelligent reports for all 10 of my dental practices. Keeping a close eye on multiple practices is difficult enough. And what I like about this service is that I receive a daily synopsis of performance metrics for each practice in a nice, easy to read report. In addition, we use it to send out the morning huddle and unscheduled treatment plan call list to our office managers to take action on a daily basis. Imagine your treatment plan acceptance percentages, your reappointment rate percentages, your attrition rate percentages. That's the number of people that fall out of your practice on a monthly basis. In addition to the basic reports like adjusted production, collections, new patients, accounts receivable reports, sent to my email or your email, and to any key personnel that you choose. I can't imagine running my practices without this resource. Divergent Dental was created by the super smart and talented Kevin Rawson, who runs a dental practice just like you and me. So he understands how important it is to deliver accurate dental analytics in a super easy to read format. Nothing to log into, no training needed, at a super low price point. So go to divergentdental.com for more information and to get your subscription going. You'll be glad you did. Divergentdental.com.
And then,
can you tell us what Brady's plan entails, or what the benefits of his plan are off the top of your head? Do you know?
Like what his plan, what he's selling his plan at?
Yeah, is it a straight discount, or does he have any prepaid services wrapped
in? Yeah, I'll read off here. That's a great point here. So they've got one plan, which is awesome. I recommend 1 to 3 plans. If you do more than 3, then it starts getting really complicated.
I couldn't even imagine doing more than 1. I have 1, and it's hard enough.
If I were to do this, Mark, I would do 1. I would only do one. It's super easy to train your staff to educate patients if you do one single plan.
Okay.
Right? Uh-huh. And it's easier to scale, right? It's just less – there's less to worry about, less to educate staff about. So you can scale it faster, much like Brady Frank, what he did here. So here are his benefits that he's doing. He's got one comprehensive exam, and he's good friends with Dr. Christopher Phelps.
Yeah.
I think y'all are here.
Yeah. He's a buddy of mine too. Yeah.
And in our software, we actually use Dr. Phelps templates, and it looks like he's done the same thing here. So he's got one comprehensive exam, one PANO or FMX, one annual exam, one emergency exam, 2 cleanings, 2 oral cancer screenings, 2 fluoride treatments, 4 bite wings, 20% off oral surgery, extractions, fillings, core buildups, scaling and root planing, and then 15% off root canals, crowns, veneers, and implants.
Mm, okay.
Right? So
15, and then what 15% off the higher ticket items. Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. And I see that all the time. Sometimes even practices will just do one flat percentage for all of their procedures and things like that. But I mean, it's really up to the practice. I recommend understanding the numbers, so you know you can, you know, discount a certain amount.
Sure.
And then what they do here, they have a tiered pricing model based on volume. So they're charging $249 a year for a single member. And then as a family or patients sign up more members under the same account, it gives them a slight discount. So they have a dual membership that's $237.50 a member. So they discounted a couple bucks, you know, probably 5 or 10%. Family of 3 is $233.33 per member. Family of 4 is $231.25 per member. And then family of 5 is $200 even per member. So that's kind of the structure of their program. It's very, very similar to Dr. Christopher Phelps' structure in his program. And that I've seen a great amount of success across the nation if you use his model. He's kind of pioneered that plan, I think, in my mind.
Yeah, sure. Does Chris or Brady allow monthly payments, or are they all one single payment?
So Brady is just doing a single yearly plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I asked him that when I had my call with him, I think last week, if he was ever planning on that. And right now he's pretty content with the yearly. But he knows his market, who he's targeting. So I think, and then he knows his area, his location. So I think he's doing just fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, yearly. And then again, he's just doing a yearly plan. One yearly plan makes it easy to educate, you know? So, that's kind of some of the stats that he's doing here. And they seems like they, as we're speaking, they've signed up a few more people.
Are you just looking at their dashboard right now?
I'm in their dashboard. Yeah. They just signed up a few people.
That's crazy.
So the numbers are just going up. So, they've generated over 100K in yearly recurring revenue, and that's, keeps increasing. So,
yeah. And then, but you have to remember, you know, just business speaking, mm-hmm. some of that $100,000, not all of that $100,000 goes to the owner of the plan or the person that owns the practice.
Yeah.
Some of that has to mm-hmm. go back to the service that you're providing, you know? So,
absolutely, yeah.
So you have, however much it would cost to to clean somebody's teeth for 2 hours and to do the exams and all that sort of
exactly.
thing. So that portion of it has to go back to the practice, right? So the Absolutely. Way that I had mine originally going, and we're tweaking this a little bit, was we only had discounts. So I was able to sell them for cheaper.
Oh, interesting.
You know, so I only took, 25% off anything on there. And for 25% off of anything, I would charge, $125 per person. And a family of up to five would be like $250 or something like that, because I wasn't giving any free services away. Then I had a totally separate account that
it was completely 100% passive.
That's right. So I didn't have to pay the practice back from anything that came in from the revenue of that, because I was only discounting. I wasn't doing any prepaid services, but, but who knows? I mean, I'm going to add another layer to mine. So I'm actually going to have just the discount. Remember I said I would do one, in this case, for these particular practices that have had it one way for a while, I'm going to have two. I'll have the prepaid option, and then I'll have the discount option as well. So,
That's interesting. When you did the discount, did a lot of people bite on that? That didn't have dental insurance?
Yeah. I mean, we have in this particular practice, we probably get 100 new patients per month, and we get 25 per month that are just buying the discount. And it's very powerful too. I mean, it really depends on how you're going to roll it out, right? So just like I said, if you give somebody a treatment plan that says it's either going to be $5,000 or $3,200, but to get the $3,200, you have to pay me $125 right now. 100% of the time, if they trust you and your patient experience up to that point has been good, then they buy the $125 discount plan. And, just psychologically, Jordan, now they are a member of your practice, right?
Yeah.
So they're not going to go bounce anywhere else and start shopping. Now they're a member. You think about the psychological element of, Sam's Club or Costco or Amazon Prime. You pay somebody for a discount, you're going to stick with that place. That's going to be your primary place to do business. So that's that's what I leaned on. And it made it easier for me to separate the revenue from the discount plan versus the practice, because I didn't offer any services. However, I do believe that if you're going to make this look more like dental insurance, if you're going to make it look more like a benefit, a lot of people want to have their cleanings and exams part of that fee.
Do a hybrid of a prepaid and a discount. And that seems to be the trend in the industry, is the hybrid model.
Right.
I've seen a couple people in our user base do the discount model. And that actually seems to be, I have a practice over in Georgia that's just killing it. And they just do a discount type model. Mm-hmm. No prepaid stuff. And I think that's an obvious plan that you could provide for patients, So another thing that I wanted to say is that when I spoke to Brady Frank, I should say Dr. Brady Frank, be respectful there. spoke to Dr. Frank, and he told me that on every when they're presenting treatment to the patient, they always show what the patient is going to get if they're a member. And they use what we know in marketing is the principle of contrast. I don't know if you've spoken about that. I know Dr. Phelps talks about that quite a bit, and mm-hmm. I know he's been on your podcast.
Yeah.
But they use the principle of contrast, which means they say, "Well, okay, patient, if you pay today, it's going to cost $1,000. But if you sign up for our membership program, it's going to cost you a discounted rate, and you say it's going to cost you $800 or whatever the amount is, right? Don't use those numbers. I'm just saying things on the top of my head. Mm-hmm. So the principle of contrast is showing them something of higher value, and then saying, but if you sign up for this today, you get it at this price. Everyone most likely is going to bite on that, because in fact, that happened to me this weekend. Oh, I had to get my car repaired. And of course, me being the anti insurance type person, I'm like, I go into the repair shop. I'm like, I don't want to pay this with my insurance, because I know you're going to give me a discount. What's the discount? They're like, okay, with insurance, it's going to cost $1,000, and without it, it's going to cost $800. I'm like, okay, I'll pay cash. Right. So it's that same concept of the principle of contrast, where you show something of high value, but say if they sign up today or sign up, through the membership program, they get it at a discounted rate, they're more likely going to sign up for that because they feel like it's a no-brainer. So yeah. That's a strategy that Brady Frank's office was doing and is doing, and I think it's a fantastic marketing strategy. I recommend for marketing mindset is what's the book called? There's Persuasion, and then just it's called Influence, and it by Robert Cialdini, I think is
how Robert you pronounce Cialdini,
it.
Yeah.
Cialdini, that's it.
Robert Cialdini, and it is I think it's Cialdini, Cialdini.
But, yep, that's it. I'm looking at my shelf here.
Yeah, he lives here in Arizona.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's so it's called Influence. He has a brand new book called Persuasion, and it's the things to do. And a lot of that we can take.
There's a whole topic on that.
Yeah, we could take a page out of that book about everything that should be done in a patient-doctor interaction in order to get the favorable result, which is a closed treatment plan and a yes to a treatment plan. So that's a great book too. But everybody that's involved in small business, anybody that has a marketing element to their business, which dentists fall into that, should read both of those books, Persuasion and Influence.
Every business falls into that category. So, yeah, exactly. But yeah, they're fantastic books. With talking about your membership program or even just treatment plans with your patients, those books have some great skills that you can develop in increasing your case acceptance and membership signups. So that's something that I noticed Brady Frank was talking about on the phone the other day when I was talking about his success with signing up. So keep that in mind. I know a lot of offices will just say they don't present it like that with where they say, you know, patient, you can pay this today, or if you pay, you know, the $200 to join our membership program, you're going to save, you know, X amount. You know, that's just a no-brainer. So keep that in mind as you're talking to your patients about membership programs, because that's what I've noticed that Dr. Brady Frank has done, and they're proving themselves right to be successful with growing a membership program fast. That is,
yeah.
So
for sure. For sure. So, okay. So how about us out there that have multiple practices? How does it work with multiple practices? Do we have one database for all 10 practices? Do we have 10 separate databases? How does it work with your company?
Yeah. So our software, we've got a connections piece in each license. So you can add multiple locations, and it basically will help track all the metrics in each individual location.
Okay. So it doesn't spill over and look like one big practice.
No, I mean, you could have, I guess you can really set it up that way if you want. But what I usually advise people is you want the metrics and the data for each location. So you can say, oh, location A is killing it. What are they doing there? Mm-hmm. So we can take it over to location B and C, right? So I like to have metrics separated and tracked individually, because they are, most group practices are individual practices with separate people in each practice. So you need to track all those metrics, in my opinion, because you got separate people, you know, managing the software. Mm-hmm. I think you can also do a little bit, you can manage each location a little bit better when they're separated out, in my opinion.
Sure.
Because I'm a detailed guy. I want to know the details of each location versus collectively. And our software does display collectively if we can have a group admin that our offices can turn on if they need it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I recommend with groups, because it's just each office is going to have different emails and different people logging in and signing up patients for that location. Some offices that have groups say you sign up and you get access to all of our locations. I've seen a few do that as well. But bottom line, I want to track all the metrics in each location and figure out, you know, if one location is doing better, how can we, let's send, you know, the office staff from location A to go train location B and figure that out. That's kind of my mindset with it. But it's really easy in our software to add multiple locations. When you log in, there's a connections tab where you then just connect all your other locations. It's pretty simple. So that's how it's done there. I don't know if you have any additional questions there, Mark.
No, that's great. Thank you. I appreciate that. So
appreciate it.
So what did I not ask you? We have create, automate, organize. We talked about creation of your plan. how to automate. I guess a big question for people out there. First of all, guys, I never ever want my podcast to sound like a commercial, and I get nothing out of helping Jordan spread the word. I want to provide resources for people that are thinking about doing, to implement and executing practices that are going to help to grow their practice. So I happen to have vetted, Jordan already. And, that's why I'm giving my stamp of approval. And I think that if you guys want to try to do it yourselves, like I've done for years and years and years, I say more power to you. If you have the time to do it, I encourage that. But if you are absolutely a busy practitioner and you think that your time is better spent doing other things and your office manager's time is better spent doing other things, then, outsource companies, to help in automation, I believe in those 100%. So that's the only reason that we're talking at length about Jordan services. But at the same time, I'm hoping for those people that want to try to do it themselves, they're getting some tips on how to create their own plan themselves.
Absolutely.
So the last thing I want to talk to you about is onboarding and how to get the entire practice on board. Do you have videos where we could watch those and that would help train? How do we get people on our teams to all be kind of thinking about these plans the same way, delivering the same message? How do we go about onboarding?
Yeah. So like onboarding all your team to just be on board with the concept of a membership program. Yeah. So we do have a lot of resources. Number one, we have live trainings for all of our practice. The opportunity is there that they can schedule all of my team's schedule other than the developers. Their calendars are online in the public, so you can schedule times with them anytime you want. So we do have a plan creation process. We have a staff training meeting that you can schedule with people on our team. Cool. We also have pre-recorded stuff. We have an office manager webinar training, which is fantastic for any dentist that's looking at doing this. Maybe he wants to get his office manager on board. He can send the office manager this webinar. It's pre-recorded. We have tutorial videos throughout our site. If you go to our site, there's a tutorial page there that we've got a bunch there. And then we're constantly doing webinars with others. Like this week, I'm getting ready to do a webinar with Dr. Brady Frank, talking in depth about his practice and the success that he's had with a membership program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're constantly doing those things. Once they're done and recorded, we do provide those on our website and links for anyone to go to if they want to go rewatch them or just watch their pre-recording or the recorded version. So yeah, we've got lots of onboarding training. My team here is fantastic. They've all been in dentistry in one way or another, whether it's through tech or through, like, one of my guys is from Solution Reach that works for us now. Mm-hmm. So they understand dentists and they understand, you know, the process of onboarding and helping practices understand what they need to do with all the key team members. So yeah, we have a lot of resources there for practices. And like I said earlier, all of our calendars are public, including mine, public. So anyone can schedule a time with anyone on my team and get help with whatever they need. So we're really big on that.
Our website is boomcloudapps.com and it's spelled boomcloudapps.com. And our phone number is 800-260-9285. We also have a calendar on our website that says schedule a demo that everyone listening can just go directly to that and schedule on our online calendar right from our website.
That's awesome stuff. Awesome stuff, man. So I really appreciate you coming back again. I feel like we got a rhythm here, man. We could probably talk once a week, and I think we could talk about a different topic every single time we talk. But this
probably
is great. Yeah, this is great. I know you got three other interviews to do today. You're a man that's very, very busy, and a lot of people are looking to you for your expertise in this particular area. So congratulations on your success.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, good stuff. You're going to be at Voices of Dentistry. You're going to be at the summit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lots of really exciting stuff happening. Cool, man. I appreciate your hustle. I really do.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate your help and excited to have you on board as a customer. I couldn't be more excited. So,
good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jordan Comstock.
This episode is being sponsored in part by Audible.com. For those of you who know me or have listened to my podcast for any length of time, know that I'm a voracious consumer of business, personal development, psychology, rapport, and relationship books. On a good month, I'm reading 4 to 6 books. And when I say reading, I'm actually saying that with air quotes because I actually listen to all of my books on Audible.com. Whenever I'm commuting, on an airplane, which I'm on a lot, doing the dishes, walking my dog Bear, any moment I used to consider downtime, I now fill with narrated books from some of my favorite authors. Required reading for anybody that works with me are my Fantastic Four. Number 1, The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. Number 2, The Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes. Number 3, Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. And number 4, The Four Disciplines of Execution by Sean Covey. And it's no coincidence that all of those can be found on Audible.com. Some of my other favorites, which can be found on Audible: The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, Scaling Up by Vern Harnish, The Millionaire Fastlane by MJ DeMarco, and The Biography of Elon Musk by Ashley Vance. So if you'd like to start maximizing your downtime and listening to some of the greatest books of all time, go to audibletrial.com/Dr. Mark, and they'll give you one free book and one free month's membership to give their service a try. That's Audible, AUDIBLE, trial.com/Dr. Mark. Now, this could be a game changer for you. Start to repurpose your downtime. You'll be glad that you did. One more time, audibletrial.com/Dr. Mark.
And that wraps it up for another episode of the Dentalpreneur Podcast. I thank you so much for joining us this week, and we will talk to you next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the Dentalpreneur Podcast. Check out TrueDentalSuccess.com for full recaps of every show, a schedule of our live events, free video tutorials, and a whole host of practice-building resources.